Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Renewables aim to sustain the economy in coal's epicenter. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Coal mines are dynamic operations where excavation pits move across the land, facilitating reclamation efforts to restore the land after mining. In Wyoming's Powder River Basin, the largest coal-producing region in the U.S., Rusty Bell and Justin Loika are exploring the potential of transitioning reclaimed coal mine lands to solar farms. They believe that using these lands for solar energy could fill the economic gap left by the declining coal industry and attract new industries to Campbell County. Wildfile reported, Gillette has benefited greatly from coal mining since the 1970s. However, with the coal industry in decline due to increased fracking and a shift towards renewable energy, the community is looking for new economic opportunities. Gillette has invested in public amenities and industrial training facilities, which have helped maintain a stable population and relatively high median incomes. Rusty Bell, who is the director of Gillette College's Office of Economic Transformation, and Justin Loika, who is an energy program director with the Nature Conservancy's Wyoming chapter, has a vision that involves converting reclaimed mine lands into solar farms to attract new businesses and industries. However, they face challenges such as finding room on the region's grid and securing federal funding. Their efforts have been complicated by existing multi-year agreements with utilities and difficulty in aligning private sector interests. Despite setbacks, Bell and Loika remain optimistic, believing that solar energy development could serve as a catalyst for economic diversification in the region. They envision a future where Gillette could attract industries requiring large amounts of clean energy, such as data centers and manufacturing plants, thereby replacing jobs and revenue lost from coal mining. The broader significance of their efforts lies in demonstrating that communities dependent on fossil fuels can transition to renewable energy and thrive economically. However, achieving the vision requires overcoming significant logistical and financial hurdles, as well as gaining broader community acceptance of renewable energy as a viable path forward. Trump to attend fundraiser in Jackson, Wyoming on August 10th. Former President Donald Trump will visit Wyoming next month for a campaign fundraiser in Jackson on August 10th. This will be the second visit to the state in 2 years. The event, organized by the Trump campaign, will feature a lunch reception with U.S. Representative Harriet Hageman also in attendance. The location is undisclosed at this time, and details will be provided upon RSVP. Entry costs $5,000 per person or $10,000 with a fundraising commitment. Cowboy State Daily reported, Mary Martin, Teton County Republican Party chairman, expressed excitement about Trump's visit, which she has been requesting for some time. Teton County, known for its wealthy donors, is expected to attract significant contributions. The event includes various opportunities, such as a $35,000 photo with Trump or $70,000 fundraising pledge and co-hosting for $150,000. Sponsorship as a host committee costs $250,000. Originally planned as a smaller event with a $250,000 entry fee, it was lowered to $5,000 to allow more attendees. Trump previously visited Wyoming in May 2022 for a campaign event for Hageman in Casper. The August fundraiser will include Len Fries and major Republican donors Karen and Jay Kemmer. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.